All right, good morning and welcome to our broadcast. Today we're going to be in Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to be talking about depending on God's strength, not our own strength. Depending on His strength above our own strength. Let me go ahead and start out in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we come to You, Lord. We come to You in relying on Your strength, Lord. We come to You relying on Your spirit on the inside of us. Lord God, that gives us the ability to overcome any situation that we face. God, You have made provision for us to overcome anything that we face in this life. And Father, we thank You that You gave Your word, Lord. You caused men to write down the scriptures and the words that we would need to hear today. Hundreds of years ago, they wrote down things that we need to stand by and live by today. And we're grateful and thankful that You've guarded and protected Your word. And You've put in Your word, Lord God, for us to be encouraged, to be strengthened, to stay focused on You. And Lord, we honor You today and we worship You, Lord, that we do not give up. We are not going backwards, but we are going forward. We are standing in faith, believing You, trusting You, that our life is safe and hidden and kept in You, Lord God. And that whatever we have need of, whatever goes on in our life or in our nation, that Lord God, we put our trust in You. And we thank You, Lord God, that You're moving and working. We thank You, Lord God, for bringing souls into the kingdom. We thank You, Lord God, for souls being saved. We thank You, Lord, for people's lives being healed, people's lives that are broken and people's lives that are just distraught, Lord God, that healing would come to them. Father, we thank You that people can rely and trust in You. Lord, everything else in this world will fade away, but You remain the same. And Lord, we thank You today. We thank You for strengthening us today, Lord, giving us the Spirit on the inside of us to be strong and courageous, Lord, to stand and do Your will and Your work in this land. And Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus, and everybody in agreement said. All right, in Philippians chapter 3, I'm going to be reading from the Passion Translation. If you have your Bible and you can look it up, if you have that, you can even go online if they haven't taken it down. I hope not. The Passion Translation in Philippians 3, verse 12, and it says, I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into His abundance so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. Verse 15. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anyone is not yet gripped by these desires, God will reveal it to them. And let us all advance together to reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion. My beloved friends, imitate my walk with God and follow all those who walk according to the way of life we modeled before you. For there are many who live by different standards. As I have warned you many times, I weep as I write these words. They are enemies of the cross of the Anointed One, and doom awaits them. Their God, little g, has possessed them and made them mute. Their boast is in their shameful lifestyles, and their minds are in the dirt. But we are a colony of heaven on earth as we cling tightly to our life giver, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our humble bodies and transfigure us into the identical likeness of His glorified body. And using His matchless power, He continually subdues everything to Himself. Father, we thank You for Your word, and we thank You, Lord God, for revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. What Paul is trying to express to people here is to depend upon God during whatever situation that we face, whatever we're going through, to depend on the strength of the Lord to live, to act, to be, not depending on our own strength, but depending on His. He says there in one part, he says, if you haven't come to this place yet, then let God reveal to you. If you're not mature in Christ and you don't have this desire yet to chase after God, to follow Him with everything within you, then let God reveal this to you. Let Him reveal this desire on the inside of you. That the only thing in this life that will remain is what we do for the kingdom of heaven. What we do in and through Christ. What we do in the name of the Lord God. Listen, everything else is going to fade away. Everything else falls. Homes that are built, they last for a little while. We just have a hot water heater that just went out on us. You know, it's been in there for 28 years, I think. Is that right, 28 years? 28 years this hot water heater has been running. But then after, in the 29th year, it starts to fail. So, you know, some things last longer than others, but everything on this earth is fading. But God hasn't changed. The kingdom of heaven is eternal. It's forever. It doesn't get old. It doesn't rust. It doesn't fade out. It doesn't get old and decrepit. It doesn't fall apart. What God has created for our eternal home lasts forever. So when we put our focus on what's going on down here, when we put our focus on things are happening in this earth, listen, things are going to change all of the time. I was born in 1970. Things look a lot different today than they did back then. And that's only 51 years, but 51 years. I turned 51 in January, but things have changed so much. Even in the last 20 years, things have completely turned what would look like a totally different world. The things that I used to have when I was growing up, they don't even work anymore. You can't even hardly use them. If it was some electronic device, it is almost absolutely worthless just in a matter of a few short years. So everything that we put our focus on in this life, it seems like it's important and it's valuable. And there is value to some of these things. Some of them are tools. Some of them help us in life. Some of them, you know, the microwave, for instance. When I was growing up, you know, when I was first born, or in my really early years, they didn't have microwaves. Then all of a sudden, microwaves came out. Whoa! Wow! This is awesome! You know, no longer do you got to turn the oven on and stick it in there, wait for it to preheat, waiting, bing, bing, bing. Okay, it's preheated. Now I can put it in. Now I can get some food 20 minutes or 30 minutes later. No, you put it in there, it's like 3 minutes. Bing! All right. Not saying it's better for you, but it's totally different. So there are things that help us in life, but they can also cause us to get addicted, or we get leaning or trusting in something. And even in this digital age, we've talked about this, you know, our cell phones, how we get so attached to our cell phone that if you left your cell phone when you leave the house, how does that make you feel? I got to turn around and go back, but I'm 20 miles out. I don't care. I'm going back. I got to go back. I can't be out without my phone. I remember when my dad used to drive down the road, but this is when the mobile phones first came out. They were a big box with a battery inside and attached to it. And then, but before that, they had the first big thing besides radios like the police had would be pagers. Well, then my dad, you know, a pager used to beep and then it had a number on it and you'd see the number. Then you'd have to pull over and go to a payphone, put your money in the payphone and then call them and then, you know, figure out what they want. Well, then they came out with this one that had voice message on it. Oh, that was, you know, dad really wanted that. That was cool because he didn't have to go call. He could just listen to the voice message. Problem is, if you're in a truck going down I-65 and it's like, the beeper goes off. Tick, 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 tick. He's scrambling for it. I remember as a kid, you know, dad's trying to get it off his belt and he's like trying to listen to the message and then it clicks and goes off. He's like, oh man. So in order to retrieve the message, you still have to go to the payphone. So he pulls off, goes to the payphone, dials it to hear the message, and it was my mother asking him to stop and get milk. So he's like, yeah! You know, so sometimes even the things that are meant to be a convenience can actually cause us more stress in our life. But leaning and depending on God, depending on Him through this life, it never frustrates you. Depending on God doesn't frustrate you. It makes life easier. A lot of people would say that, you know, oh, being a Christian, you know, oh, you live that life and you can't do anything. You can't have any fun. We can have fun. We know how to jam. We know how to do, you know, certain things. That's not a good dance. Don't try that at home. But we know how to live life and have a good time. But a lot of people say being a Christian, your life is boring. You can't listen. When trouble comes or when something's happening in your life and you know that you can call upon the name of the Lord and something changes, or you have a situation in your family and you pray and you watch that situation turn around, man, that is powerful. That is enjoyable. That is like, wow, you can't get this anywhere else. So depending on God, trusting Him with our life, for one, like we were talking about, this life is temporary. The most important thing in our life is what happens when we leave this earth. You know, a lot of people are freaking out because the coronavirus, and it's a terrible thing. It's terrible when anything happens. It's terrible when anybody's life is taken or is gone. But everybody, listen, everybody on the earth has an expiration date. We are all going to go sometime. So if we are living stressed out every day, am I going to die? When am I going to die? Oh, what if I get this? What if I get that? What if I get hit by a car? What if the plane falls out of the sky? What if this? You know, all of these things. You can be tormented with fear just living everyday life. Or you can put your trust in Him and say, you know what? When this life is over, I know and I'm confident of what awaits me. I know that I have a place in the kingdom of heaven, that I'm going to be with my heavenly Father for all of eternity. So when this life ends, I know that I am taken care of, and I have that confidence. I have that joy. I have that hope. I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned. No, I don't want to leave too early. I don't want to leave this earth before I've done everything I need to do. But when I go, I know that I am taken care of. So I'm not going to fret or worry or be concerned about something that it may be 50 years out, or it could be, you know, 10 years out. But my life, my life is in God. My whole life, my earthly life, my heavenly life, my eternal life, it's all wrapped up in God. I'm not consumed with, trying to maintain everything that is in this earth, everything that happens here. I heard Annette and I were talking about this, a minister that was talking about, you know, how people get wrapped up with the things, with money. They're in Colorado. I have friends there, and the wildfires that have been going on. And people have lost their homes. They've built beautiful homes and filled them up with things that they enjoy and treasures and memories of things and just beautiful things. And they're gone in a matter of minutes. And some people cannot hardly get over that. When they've lost everything that they've accumulated and it's gone in a matter of hours, they can't hardly get through life. It's just so depressing and can't hardly get over that. People that have had money in the stock market and had millions of dollars, and then all of a sudden something happens and they lose it all. They've taken their life over this. All of that stuff is temporary, and what came at one point will come back again. If you had it at once, God can bring it back into your life. If somebody steals from you or takes from you, or something is lost or stolen or destroyed, or your car gets totaled out, it is just stuff. It's earthly things that, yeah, it's for our pleasure. It's for our benefit to have nice things, to have things that help us through life. But when that thing is gone, or if that thing goes away, we don't have to lose our peace and our joy over that, because our trust is in the Lord God Almighty. So depending on Him, depending on God for our job situation, depending on God for our family situation, depending on God for our health, our life, our career, our dreams, our visions, everything that we do in this life, we have to look to God first. He is the absolute most important thing in our life. If we're working to try to achieve or try to, something else, trying to attain something, trying to get a hold of something or acquire something, there's nothing wrong with moving forward or pursuing something. But if you're pursuing it without God, you're missing the whole thing. You can set your course. How many people go to college for years and never fulfill? Hey, listen to that. That's beautiful. They never fulfill. Somebody made a beautiful clock. Lived their life to make a beautiful clock. And that became something. But some people live their life, make a career take college courses to become something and never ever get a job in that field. But they spend all of that time, all of those years, all of that effort to try to go in a direction, and then it doesn't even happen. So you can be very disappointed. But if you set yourself in, God, I'm going to trust you in, over, under, through, around, whatever goes on in this life, my eyes are fixed on you. And that's what the Apostle Paul is trying to say here, that fix your eyes on the goal of attaining the one thing that is the absolute most important, and that's your eternal life. Your salvation in God is the absolute most important thing to take care of, to nurture in this life, is your life with God. Because listen, if you live 70, 80, 90, 100 years on this earth, what is that compared to eternity? What is 100 years compared to a billion years? What is 100 years? It's like a drop of water in a bucket or in the ocean. That one little tiny drop compared to eternity. So the absolute most important thing is our life in God. Our relationship with Him. Listen, if you're going to spend eternity in somebody's house, don't you think it'd be good to get kind of acquainted with them and be like, you know what, I'm going to spend all of eternity with you. I think I might need to get to know you a little better. I think that might be important. You know, making sure that we're prepared and we're ready and we're connected with Him, that we don't miss the boat. So the Apostle Paul is telling us, look to God, depend on Him. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. If anyone is not yet gripped by these desires, God will reveal it to him. And let us all advance together to what? To reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion. One path with one passion. Your path in this life, whether you think you're going to have a career, you're going to have a great job someday, you might. You might be in a totally different place 20 years from now, in a place you never even dreamed or thought you'd be. But your life in God, your life in Christ, is the absolute most important thing. So depending on Him, putting your trust in Him, depend on God. Whatever happens in this nation, whatever goes on, we need to do our part to be great Americans. We need to do our part to do what we can do to be a blessing in this nation. Do what we can do to lead people and turn people to God. Turn people to hope. Turn people to the love and the grace and the mercy of God. To turn people to His care. We need to do everything in our power to look to that and to fulfill that. Everything else is just fluff. Everything else is just stuff. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, today, Lord, we thank You. We thank You, Lord God, for strengthening us, Lord, strengthening us to be who we're supposed to be, that whatever we face today, whatever we're going through, that we depend upon You. We depend upon Your strength. We depend on You, Lord God. And Father, as You speak to us and as You speak to people to move and to do different things in our nation or to take different parts or aspects of the nation or to fill a position, to fill a job, Lord, we thank You for leading people to stand up for truth and righteousness, leading people, Lord, to go forward, leading people to be a blessing to other people and to shine the light of the love of God. Lord, to destroy hate, but to bring love and compassion and grace and mercy. Lord, we thank You, Father. We thank You for raising up people to fill the gap, Lord, where people have fallen away, Lord, for people to fill the gap of the place that is missing, Lord. We thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus, for bringing encouragement and peace and strength and joy to people that have lost loved ones. We thank You, Lord God, for strengthening the hearts of people that are looking at dire situations. They're looking at terrible circumstances that they do not know how they're going to get through this. Lord, we thank You for causing the faith to rise up on the inside of their heart, Lord, when they hear the Word of God, to grab a hold of it and say, I believe that God is going to move and work on my situation. I believe that God is going to change this for the good. I believe that God is going to turn it around in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for helping people that are broken right now. Lord, people that are facing oppression and depression. They don't know how tomorrow is going to look, or they don't know how they can face tomorrow. They don't even know if they can, they feel like they don't even want to wake up. Father, I thank you for stirring up the desire to live on the inside of them. The desire to get up, Lord God, the desire to wake up, the desire to keep living, to keep moving, to keep breathing, to keep working toward the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for touching their lives, changing them, Lord God, filling them up with your peace, your compassion, your grace, your mercy. Lord, we worship you today and we thank you in the name that is above every name, the precious name of Jesus, and everybody in agreement said, amen.